Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Blackwell for CCR to House Bill 1509.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1509 by Blackwell of the House and Bass of the Senate, an act relating to sex offenders.
Representative Blackwell, you're recognized to explain CCR to House Bill 1509.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this is a follow-up bill from last year to bring us into total compliance with the Adam Walsh Act. It has eight different sections that have changes. I've passed out those changes to your desk. So if there's any questions, you can look at that. But it pretty much details everything pretty specifically. Move adoption.
Questions on the CCR? Representative Cox, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Blackwell, as I understand it, Section 4 concerns me in the fact that if a guy had a conviction, let's say he was 20 years old, and he lives a stellar life for 20 years, then he goes back to the judge and says, could I please get my name off the sex offender list? That now then we're taking away the ability of the judge to make a change even after he's done everything he was asked to for many, many years?
I do believe that the court could still reduce, can't reduce the level assignment, but on level one, the court can still change that from 15 years to a 10-year. And again, this is based upon the offense for which the offender was convicted. Now, we do provide for if in another state they are have an expungement, then they could also, the court could change that in that case.
Representative Collins, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Blackwell, my question is a little bit similar to the one Representative Cox just asked. But what I was going to ask you about, where it says making sex offender registration retroactive to all persons ever convicted of a sex offender registration crime. So
it goes back to 1989.
Okay, so in other words, that's been 20 years ago, and yet you still might make somebody that was 18 or 19 or whatever, some young person that might have convicted, I mean, made a mistake 20 years ago, and if they've been clean and good ever since, but they still are going to have to register?
Would not apply to an 18 or 19-year-old because we do have a Romeo and Juliet provision in there that they would not be put on the sex registry.
Follow up, you're recognized.
But you're still saying that somebody, regardless of their age, that committed a crime 20 years ago,
if they weren't committed a crime,
I'm not finished with my question. I'm not finished with my question. So if somebody committed a crime 20 years ago and weren't required to register then, but they might have to register now, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. What would be the justification of that?
The purpose of the registry under the federal Adam Walsh Act, in which we get burn grant money and qualify to get that as long as we comply with the Adam Walsh Act, is that if someone was guilty by rape by instrumentation to a 8-year-old 20 years ago, they're still a danger to society and should be on the sex offense registration so we know where they are and what they're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Representative McDaniel, Jeannie, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you. I had a question on Section 8. I wanted to make sure I had it. Federal law does not require the registration of an offender if the victim, who was at least 13 years of age, and the offender was not more than 4 years older than the victim, and the offense involved consensual sexual conduct. Does that start now, or is that retroactive?
Where are you reading?
And it's in Section 8 in the overview you handed out, and I think it's talking about young people over 13 who have consensual sex with someone that's not more than 4 years older. If it's consensual, it would not apply as rape. And what I'm asking you, that is from henceforth adoption, right? It's not retroactive. It would have to be henceforth. I got it right here.
No, that would be retroactive. If you look on page 36, line A, for purposes of this section, a person shall be considered for removal of the requirement to register as a sex offender. So if they are registering now, they would be considered for removal if this section applied to them.
Representative Wethelhoff, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Blackwell, Section 7 here, talking about local governments determining zoning provisions for facilities. Can they also determine that they're not going to have a facility in their community?
Yes. This provides, in present law, we have the statute that they could have a treatment facility in a commercially zoned area, but most municipalities do not allow people to reside in a commercially zoned area. So this would allow that local municipality to make that allowance if they so desired. It does not change the setback provisions.
Follow up, you're recognized.
So, thank you, Mr. Speaker. So, as a practical result, can you see Guymon or any other communities wanting these facilities within their areas? I'm trying to look at the practical effect.
The practical effect is if we don't change it by law, they would not be allowed to have any anywhere, because it's zoned for commercial, and almost all municipalities do not allow residences in a commercial area.
Seeing no further questions, Representative Blackwell moves adoption of CCR to House Bill 1509. Will there be debate? All those in favor of adopting the CCI, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. CCR is adopted. 4-3 in the bill.
House Bill 1509 by Blackwell of the House and Bass of the Senate, an act relating to sex offenders.
Representative Blackwell moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, should the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant announced roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Representative Fault votes aye. Representative Jett votes aye. Representative Thompson Mike votes aye. Representative Shannon votes aye. Representative Wright votes aye. Representative Joyner votes aye. Representative McNeil votes aye. Representative Pruitt votes aye. Representative Shelton votes aye. Anybody wishing to vote from their desk? Representative Nelson votes aye. Representative Harrison votes aye. Representative Brown Found votes aye. Representative Kiesel votes aye. Representative Kern Reynolds, you care to vote? Representative Miller votes aye. Representative Jackson votes aye. Representative Cox, you care to vote? Members wishing to vote or change the vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
95 aye, 1 nay.
Having received a majority vote of those elected to and constituting the House, I declare the bill to have passed. There is no emergency. Mr. Floor Leader.